get up and dance. Take off that seatbelt. Cause it's time to connect the dots. Yeah, it's time to connect the dots. Listen, everybody, hey, happy equinox. Did you know this is the day, 12 hours daylight, 12 hours nighttime. I mean, it's equality. It's in important times, good time to set intentions. It's a good time to do anything, good time to take a deep breath of air, if you can find some fresh air. Don't breathe too heavily if the chemtrail planes are over your head. Yeah, you got to be careful. It's a dangerous world. And let me just give out the public warning immediately. It's out there on Twitter. I guess you can find it other places, too. You know, you must have heard about the FEMA National Broadcasting Signal that's going to be initiated on October 4th. I think the time is at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S. Time, Eastern Daylight Time. And the warning is, for the unfortunate people that took the vaccine, they're going to pulse out a signal at that time, disguised as an emergency warning signal, that's going to initiate things they injected into, snuck into the vaccine that are inside of you, poor people that got vaccinated. And it's going to release all kinds of bad things into your bloodstream that, you know. I don't want to even get into the bad things they listed that, you know, stuff like SARS virus, et cetera, et cetera. But this is the technology nowadays. So in order to avoid that, when they broadcast that emergency, fake emergency signal testing, it's a, you know, diabolical plot to unleash things they had put in the vaccine into your body that are going to come alive and create all kinds of health problems for you. And they hope will eventually kill you, because that's what this is all about. Anyhow, New World Order wants to kill people, and they are under the direction of the evil ETs. And this is, another step to cutting down the population of humanity. But that's it. So when this happens at 2:22 p.m., it's going to, they're going to, the 5G signal you're going to be sending through is going to reverberate into your body through your Wi-Fi systems. They're no good. They're dangerous anyhow. But you better have them turned off, or you better get out of your house, and you better turn your cell phone off and get away from it. And don't be watching TV either, because these are the three main devices that they're going to get that signal to penetrate your body. You're not even going to hear the signal, you know? It's probably so high frequency above the pitch of human hearing, but these things that were hidden in the vaccine that are in your body, you poor souls that took the vaccine, you thought maybe you got away with it. There's danger still. So on October 4th at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, daylight time rather, you better have be away from all your devices. Go take a walk in the park. In fact, you better take that walk at 2 p.m. and don't come back till 3 or 4, because they're trying to kill you with frequencies. And you don't, you know, there's dormant monsters inside your body, and this is going to wake them up, this signal. This is serious shit, everybody. And they also have another one planned for October 11th, 2:22 p.m., whatever. If you're smart, the whole day you'll stay away from your Wi-Fi, your cell phone. In fact, turn your cell phone off. I know some of the new ones you can't turn off. So just leave it home, go take a walk in the park or something. And don't be sitting around, and you better pass this on to your friends and stuff like that. And there's a lot of innocent children that were forced to take the vaccine too. And get everybody out of the house, be in the park, away from everything, and be careful when you keep to yourself while you're in the park, because you meet other people, they'll have their cell phone on them, and the signal will come through their cell phone and unleash the poisons inside your body. This is serious shit. Pass the word around. You know, October 4th, 2:22 p.m. and October 11th, 2:22 p.m. Get away from the Wi-Fi. Get away from your cell phone. Get away from the TV, because that's where the signal is going to be broadcasted through. You know? Okay, enough of that. You should write that info down to make sure you don't screw up that day. And get away from your cell phone. Like I said, if you take a walk in the park or something, get away from other people, because they'll probably have their phones on. And, you know, the contamination in you could be caused by their phone on. Is that clear enough? All right. Hey, this is call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. And you got something important to say. I think I said something important. Luckily, I didn't even have to call in. This is an educational show, Joe. I try to bring forth important information here that you're not going to hear too many other places. Or let's just say you can learn a lot by listening to this show. And the event is still coming. Yep, it's not that far away. It gets closer every day. The you know, I tell everybody, go to 2012portal.blogspot.com. And last week, the info was that within the last week, the info came out that the Chimera spiders, evil ETs, negative ETs, superior negative ETs, were defeated in some battles, and there are no more on this world, on the surface, underground, or even in the air. The big mainframe computer that the dark side was using was disabled. So, you know, the only obstacle remaining is the so-called lurker anomaly. That, you know, it's another invisible bad thing that has consciousness. And but outside of that, you know, they've worked out all these other problems, and we're getting real close to it happening. But are you ready when it happens? You know, are you ready for this? Are you ready to give up all bad vibrations in your body, like hate, anger, jealousy, and you know, an urge to kill or an urge to harm? These things have to go if you want to make it into the new reality, because when the ETs, the good ETs, our friendly galactic brothers and sisters, land their spacecraft right after the event, they're going to land and they're going to meet us face to face, give us full disclosure. If you don't have yourself ready, there's going to be you're not going to be the lucky ones to stay here on Earth. And they're going to load you up. You know, you won't die. You know, your health will be probably restored first. And then you're going to some planet in the Pleiades. That's what the info out there says. Only the people that have, you know, got their act together, they're love-filled, they're generous, they're helpful, they're serving their brothers and sisters here on Earth. Those are the ones that are going to get to stay here on Earth in safety. And experience the new Earth here. You'll experience, if you haven't got yourself ready, don't think you're going to get into the cities of light, because that's how it's being set up. The good guys out there have determined that most of society is not ready to just drop all their bad habits. So you'll be given time on that planet in the Pleiades, but that's where you're going to be going. And if you love Mother Earth here, you want to stay here probably. Except you have to have protection, because there's going to be a tsunami wave coming, they say, after the pole shift, which comes after the event. The good news is the event comes first. It's quantum recrystallization of all matter on planet Earth. And then whatever the time phrase is between that, the ETs will land and help us out as much as possible. Allow us access to the med bed, to the replicators, and be trying to help as many people as possible get ready for the pole shift, which most of us probably wish wouldn't happen, because that's going to generate a tsunami wave. And let's face it, Most places on Earth are not a couple of miles in the air. So this is supposed to be a big one, but fear not. They have an evacuation plan. Like I said, most of humanity will be taken off into the Pleiades constellation and put on an Earth-like planet where they'll be been set up for you to continue your existence there. But the best deal is if you have yourself act together already. You know, I'm ready. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to be angry. I don't have to be hateful. I don't have to be jealous. I'm ready. I'm a loving person, and I know how to be supportive of other people. So there's still time to get yourself ready. And even after the event, you'll have some time to get yourself ready. But that's the preview of what's coming down the pike. And the biggest thing to look forward to is the event, because at the event, every little dirtbag, dark side individual that still holds up here will be gathered up and removed. Really, finally. But until then, there's a few diehards. Like I said, it's coming up October 4th and October 11th. They're looking to still kill more people on the, before the event, because there's still a few, you know, scumbags here, you know, dirtbags, whatever you want to call them, evil. There's still satanic groups here. Individuals that got tricked into being satanic, you know, and many of the people in government, they're not even humans, you know. You got to realize that they're clones. I mean, I was watching a video somebody posted on YouTube of John Kerry. If you're American, you probably know who he was. And it was a bad replica, a bad clone, looking clone of him. You know, definitely wasn't him. And he's doing the same song and dance. And how about this crazy Biden guy? Oh, is he actually the president? I thought he was just Looney Tuner Biden. But he's out there beating the drum, still trying to trick people into getting more poisonous vaccines and getting boosters and stuff like that. And he's wasting taxpayers' money. I don't know what they appropriated, millions of dollars, to try to con people into going the same stupid vaccine route. And then, all you have to do is go on Twitter, and all the doctors are posting the truth of what they found out, how poisonous the vaccines are, how they're no effing good, how the pharmaceutical companies lied to us. You know, the mRNA, and they were lying to Congress. They're saying, oh, the M is for whatever it was, but it turned out the N was really for modified RNA. But they didn't spell it out. They were using a small N in front of the RNA to represent the modified RNA. And the M is supposed to represent something else officially. More con, more tricks, and more BS. And of course, you know, so most of the crooked leaders, what else popped up in the last week? Pictures of them doing the Freemason sign thing, you know, you put your thumbs together and you put your index fingers and you make a point and you stand that with that in front of you, like identifying who you are. You're one of the elite, you know, one of the club, whether that says you're a Freemason or says you're some alien. We're not sure. It might say a lot of different things, but guess who they caught on camera doing that symbol? Elon Musk talking to the prime minister or president, whatever it is, of Israel. Yeah. And, of course, who else did they caught? Macron doing that. And he held that hand gesture in front of the mic where he was at the recent gathering of the elites. And if you're not aware of this, you guys better start becoming aware of this stuff, because these people are just NFG, no fucking good. And they're out there trying to mess your life up, trying to destroy you, turn you into a robot, make you sick and die, anything they can. They're talking about concentration camps for people who don't want to take the vaccine. And there's another scheme going on in England where they are forcing people to take QR codes on their phone, and then they can stop you on the street or anywhere. Cops can do this, and they can say, show me your QR code. And if they don't like what's on your QR code, because if info, they can arrest you on the spot. This is the dictatorships they are inventing all around the world, you know? And this just goes on and on. And people are not, they don't understand. Physical actions have to be, strategic physical actions have to be taken to stop this before the ETs land. Once they land, they know where all of the dirtbags are, and they'll round them up. No problem at all. But until that event happens, and until they land physically with their spacecraft, we are still, well, once the event happens, they'll probably, most of them won't be active anymore, but they still have a few, these die-hard evil bastards still have a few tricks up their sleeves, and they're trying one. Like I told you, this October 4th and October 11th to 22 p.m., you better not be around your Wi-Fi. You unplug it, turn off your phone, and like I said, the new phones, you can't turn them off, so you better set, put the phone down, go take a walk outside in the park by yourself, away from other people, because their phones will probably be on, and they're going to trigger bad things to happen in your body if you were silly enough to take the vaccine, or you were forced to take the vaccine for holding your job or some crap like that. Well, I mean, that's it. We got to be aware of this stuff, because it is happening. And this is all for real. This isn't make-believe. And those of you who don't know what's been going on behind the scenes with the Galactic Confederation, not to be confused with the Galactic Federation, although they're trying to mimic what the Confederation is doing. Yeah, a little confusing there, you know? But you go to that 2012portal.blogspot.com and find out what's going on. Backtrack it. Starts with the most recent information and goes back 10 years. You got a lot of learning to do about what's been going on, what's been accomplished, what has been removed, you know? Planet Earth was a prison planet. It's still, I don't think it's a prison planet anymore, but the diehards that are still like the madman Klaus and Geats, the genocide master, they're still trying to, you know, kill more of us all, even though they know that what's going to happen when the ETs land, they are cooked. They will be cooked. And I'm sure they know about that. They still want to pursue their evil ways. It's crazy. That's what happens, I guess, when people get addicted to power. And they can't, they don't know how to stop, even though they know their time is limited, you know? You think they might want to give it up, but apparently they're not. And they're going strong. And that crazy President Biden, crazy man. How can, it shows you, you know, when I heard the story that, and a lot of this information I do get from the portal, that most of the world leaders and most of the Congress, U.S. Congress, they are aliens, from creatures from other worlds living in cloned bodies. Yeah. No wonder why they don't want to do anything for us, because they don't even like us. You know, we're nothing but slave labor to them. And definitely clone Biden. I mean, look, he's trying to con people, you know, into doing the same stupid thing they got conned into doing 2 years ago. And they're still talking about it as COVID when it was proved there is no COVID. It's influenza A or B, you know? And somebody recently I heard about somebody who, I know somebody who knows somebody that recently went to the, you know, they got the flu or whatever, and they got paranoid, and they went to the doctors, and the doctors, the hospital or something, and they told them, you have COVID, you know? Even though it's been proven there is no COVID, but they're still lying to people in the hospital and to other doctors along the way. They're still lying to people. It's sickening. So this person asked, could I... if that be the case, can I have some ivermectin? And the answer he got was no, because we only can give you so much. So they have rules in place because they don't want to cure people or help them out. We couldn't give you enough to help you with your situation. You know, I forget what they prescribed, but that's how bad it still is, you know? They're still holding on, still trying to deny people real health care, and still calling it COVID, you know, part of the brainwashing syndrome. And Biden is hell-bent on telling everyone, you have to get a vaccine, you have to get a vaccine. And they're cooking up in other parts of the world, they're cooking up with plans to basically force you to do it, or we're going to put you in a concentration camp, and then they'll probably spray it on you when you get there, you know. I don't know if I talked about it last week, but I'm just going to mention it again. You know, they've worked it out where they can these toxic vaccines, they can spray it on people and it goes through your skin and they get it into you that way. And watch out. I warned people last week, but I'll warn you again. In England, they've closed the schools and they're claiming it's to fix the concrete. Ha, 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 ha. Everybody is suspecting they're messing with the ventilation systems they're going to send it through the air and try to give your children killer vaccines through the air they breathe while they're in school. It's insane, you know? And you be careful if you walk going to the doctors and once you give you some nasal spray, because they can inject it there. The killer vaccines through nasal spray, definitely. You just got to be careful who to trust. Who do you trust, Will? You better be careful, especially around doctors and stuff like that, and hospitals. Come on. Telling the people, I can't give you enough ivermectin to help your make-believe COVID. And they still want to lie to people, and they don't want to tell them it's influenza A or B, what you have. There is no COVID, you know? But the good news is the chimera, the long-legged spider beings of evil design, they are all off planet Earth, and they were the most powerful beings running the dark side agendas, and they are gone, and they got rid of the mainframe computer. So they have severely limited the powers, but they've got, you know, they've still got it planned. They're going to 5G broadcast this August 4th and August 11th, 2:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Time, excuse me. And so you better turn your devices off. Take a walk in the park and don't take your cell phone with you, because some of the phones you can't turn off. You know, talk about what's that? Somebody on the phone, you say? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there a caller here?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, who am I speaking to?
Can you hear
to?
Me now?
Yeah, this I can hear you.
This is Eva. Hi, good. I'm getting better.
This who's
is Eva.
This?
Say my name is Eva. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to make sure, you know. You sound like this girl named Eva.
Yep, that's me. That's me.
Is
sure.
it Eva or
hey,
Eva?
Hey, you were just talking about Eva, as in forever, whatever, whoever,
forever.
Whenever. Yeah.
So what's
my
on your mind,
name?
Eva?
I was listening to you and talking about a lot of stuff. A lot. You do cover a lot of material every single week, and you really do.
Well, thank you.
It's just amazing. You're welcome. Thank you. You work hard. But you were talking about the COVID part and the ivermectin, and I don't think that this thing coming that they say is coming up is. I don't think it's going to fly. I just don't think it's going to fly. I think we're going to just say no. No.
Those of us that are hip to what's going on, but there's so many ignorant people out there. You know, I see people quoting all the time on Twitter, you know, my aunt, my uncle, they don't want to listen to anything, you know. They are so brainwashed. And then I came across pictures of people queuing up in England because they're brainwashed to get the shot, the new shot.
Oh, England. Yeah, Europe.
Yeah.
Europe is really, they are getting censored, and the laws that are passing. Have you seen the stuff about that Russell Brand guy? Yeah, they're really clamping down on him. Yeah.
Out about him. Oh, we're clamping down on everybody. I tell you, I mentioned
it's gonna get worse.
About the QR codes. They're making that mandatory in England, I think. So all the information about everything you do is locked into that QR code. And then police or whatever authorities can come up to you and say, we want to see your QR code. And then they'll find something on there and they'll say, oh, you have to come with us, you know.
Really?
This is the crap that's going on. I mean, we think that the war is over. It's not. It's still, they're still waging war against us.
we got to let people, people don't even know. I mean, it couldn't even be over, you know. A lot of people don't even realize we're at war.
They just don't
acknowledge it.
It's crazy.
Scary.
I mean, I didn't think people were that dumb, but apparently they are, you know?
They are, apparently.
Dumb, they're getting talked into more stupid shit. It's unbelievable, and it's happening again. And all of us people that are aware, we kind of like have to talk to people and tell them, you know, like... investigate for yourself. The information is out there now. That the whole thing was a sham from the beginning, and now they're going to go for sham too.
You know, some people don't change until it hurts.
And we got these crazy people like Kloss, they're bragging on the internet,
yeah.
You know, about, we're going to take away your car, we're going to put you in a 15-minute city. You name it.
Yeah. People don't change unless it hurts too much not to take it seriously
and worry about it, because if you don't stand up to this being done, before you know, it's going to be forced upon you, mandatory.
We're going to have to be there to help them when things start sliding for them and when they wake up, because it's going to be like at a bad time when they come out of their snooze. These folks, I mean, we got to be ready to stand for them, you know, to help them pull them out of whatever mess they're in. Because I'll tell you,
I'm willing to help anybody.
We're going to have to house people.
The biggest problem is people want to pretend that this could not be happening, you know? Government wouldn't allow this to happen. Government is making it happen, but they don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about both politicians are aliens in clone bodies. How many people are going to even think that's possible, you know?
Well, and besides that, even whether it is or isn't, what difference does it make? You know, I mean, that's what they're thinking. Well, so what does that mean? You know, well, that's the indicator telling you that there's something wrong. I mean, you know.
There are so many things wrong.
I need to start one of these stations too, so you can call in on me too, because I was almost going to call you and ask you about guitars and all sorts of stuff. I'm on a totally different wavelength today, totally different.
Maybe it's just musicians who's interested in talking about guitars.
I know you do. Yeah, but this is, we need to snap people's head off and wake them up. Maybe we need to write a song.
I think there's some songs out there already. But
there's been some good ones.
You have to get it out there to an audience. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of the famous people, they're not hip to this vaccine bullshit and other stuff, you know? So they're not even going to participate. There's a lot of celebrities out there that jumped on the vaccine bandwagon and were telling the other people,
I got the vaccine,
you should take it too. Famous people,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Aren't they some of them dead now? Yeah. As a matter of fact,
some of them are, but not all of them. I think Eric Clapton, he was on the vaccine bandwagon. Then he got the vaccine, and then he didn't feel that good anymore. And then he said, "Well, I think I'm sorry, I took the vaccine."
There's a lot of
telling other people, "Look what happened to me."
Not to take it, right?
He's popular enough to do that. And
then there's other people,
they're just brain dead. Just because they're celebrities doesn't mean they have a thinking brain.
Right. Then they're probably MK-Ultra'd anyway, you know?
In fact, do you realize that a lot of these people that we think are stars, they might have been taken over already, and they got somebody else with a clone body.
In fact,
do you realize how we're all being duped in even other ways? I've seen some footage before. Who's that Lady Gaga? Yeah, she has a clone going out and doing some of her shows. Do you believe that?
Oh. Wow.
With a holographic projection of her, because the technology has evolved that far, walking down the ramp off the middle of the stage, and somebody threw something at her, and it didn't bounce back.
Yeah, that seems like that might be a hologram, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of says, you know, that it was a hologram of her doing this concert, and they're duping people like that. And
I wonder if she did it real.
The president, he's not a hologram, but he's a clone, definitely.
He's definitely a clown, too. Yeah, he's a real funny
clown,
guy.
Yeah, clown. Well, they have so many versions of him, you know. Sleepy Joe.
I can't remember my name.
Mumbling Joe. And,
Crooked Joe. Yeah,
clown
Mumbling Joe.
And,
Crooked.
The list goes on and on. I think they can't. They just can't get it right with him.
No.
Or they're definitely trying to tell us. Well, how stupid do we have to make this president before you wake up?
Right. Yeah, isn't
that could be
funny?
It also,
how
you know?
Literally? Yeah, how
yeah,
they literally...
They're trying to make
so
them so stupid that they might wake up some people. Can't you see what's going on here?
Well, I'm kind of curious about, okay, but why do people need to be woke up? That's what I need to know. That's what why can't they just start the business that they need to do if they're supposedly going to, I mean, what are we waiting for? Why do we need to wake up?
Let's face it,
besides
the brainwashing
the
of people starts when you go to public school. And it's also some of it's coming through the TV, too, you know? And
that's it.
If you believe everything you learned in school, if you believe the fake news is really telling you the truth, and they've succeeded in getting you not to think or question authority. And a lot of people are in that ballpark there. You know, and then there's the real primitive people that live in the third world countries they have no knowledge of anything except going out and getting food and water every day. So when you tell them
about aliens
taking over our world and all governments are dark entities, they don't even know where to begin with that, you know?
They just look at you like, what?
Yeah, they can't comprehend that. I mean, it's really bad. You know, Tucker Carlson, he has his own thing, a video thing.
Yes.
I believe it's on Twitter. Well, that's where I picked it up.
Yeah, I think it is.
And Tucker Carlson had a five-minute thing or something, and it was all about they're lying to you about everything. And then he went down the list. Included the war in Ukraine. That's not so much happening. The Ukrainians are losing badly, but they keep trying to push the agenda like they're holding their own or something like that.
And he just
went on and on. Everybody is lying about everything that they can put out there. And
that's brazen of him. I love it. Well, that's just brazen of him.
Here's the problem I see. A lot of people are hip, and we're trying to warn the others, and we're trying to get something going, but no one is taking the physical actions necessary to change the situation. You know,
so
that's the real
problem.
I understand
that. So when
nobody is really
taking
any physical actions that could change the situation.
Right.
Yeah, we're all annoyed about it, and we all maybe want to go to... But people should have figured out by now, all the protests in the world are not going to get these aliens and clone politician bodies to do anything. Because they know they don't
have to.
You know, it's that simple. You know?
Well, do you think that our elections are going to make a difference this coming elections?
only if everyone follows my suggestion that all Democrats and Republicans vote for me as a write-in candidate, then something can happen. If it just goes the usual
thing,
it's going to be cheating by the Republicans and cheating by the Democrats, and whoever cheats the best will have their candidate be the president. But if everybody votes for one person who's not a member of the thing as a write-in vote, you know, they can't really cheat that well with write-in votes unless they start burning the pieces of paper or pulling out the wires on the machine because they're not ready for something like that, you know?
No, they're
and
not
ready. And that's why
for
I think it's
like
a good
that.
Battle plan. And besides that, I'm the only person that I could say is honest and wants to do the right thing and knows how to solve problems. Boy, would I have a grand day to be. I don't give a shit if I'm
that'd be a lot of work.
I'll tell you one thing, if I was, I'd surely know what the hell to do. And I would have the ability to get the Congress to get along, you know, just use the power of suggestion. I'm pretty good at that one. And they won't know what hit them, you know. And
I'd hope so.
It'll be fun,
I would
too.
Hope so. Yeah. That would be a blessing.
But that's it. That's the word around, you know. Start talking to people. Hey, there's somebody's got a radio show. He is running for president as a writing candidate. He's not going to be on the ballot, but if you listen to him and believe that he's the man, I mean, he's asking all the Democrats and Republicans, and let's face it, both registered Democrats and both registered Republicans are pretty unhappy what's out there, you know?
Yeah, they are. But what if somebody stepped up with and started a new party?
No, that won't work, believe me. That's how they trick you. First of all, if you register for a party, you have to have money. And then you're obligated to all things. See, me as a writing candidate, I don't have to follow any rules. Got that? Simple. I don't have to follow any rules. I don't have to pay any money out. I just have to get the word out there and convince people to write my name in, which is legal in the U.S. still. They haven't thought of taking that out.
Yes, it is.
It is legal, you know,
to
be a write-in candidate. So if I can convince, you know, we've got to start passing the word around. All you unhappy Democrats and Republicans, seriously think about writing my name in, because I'll be a representative of the people, not the party, because it'll be a logjam again.
Yeah.
Republican wins, a Democrat wins. We don't see how they can possibly pull it up. But if a Republican wins, it'll be the same logjam in the Congress, because nobody knows how to break that logjam except a clever person like myself. And it's not as hard as everybody thinks, because you got to have the right strategy, you know? You got to have the right tools to get the job done. And Democrats and Republicans, they're no thinkers, you know? That's it. Support the party line, and they're no thinkers. And a lot of people like President Trump, but at the same time, in the 4 years there, he wasn't able to get the Congress to go along, you know, to become friends. And he wasn't even smart enough to have himself reelected. You know, he underestimated the enemy, and they pulled the rug out from under him and put the clown Biden in. You know, so he isn't as smart as he thinks, you know. He might know a few things about business, but he wasn't against the vaccine. Shows you he doesn't know anything about health care. So why would you want to vote for this guy?
Say
he
about
had four,
that.
4 years, and in the end, he failed, you know?
Okay, let me add this, that from what I understand, the Operation Warp Speed was done to throw the deep state off, because they were on track to do all this stuff anyway, and all right, the Warp Speed program was his, and it was the first shots were saline. They were not the poison. They were all saline, the ones that went through Warp Speed. And he was hoping to get all the people that would go for it at first, because he knew that that was all, from what I understand. I mean, I'm not the one that put the saline in and sent it to the places and, you know, sent it in as a shot. I mean, I didn't see anybody do that, but from what I understand, from what I've read, from what I've heard, is that the Warp Speed program was to get the saline shots out there and to throw the deep state off their timeline, to mess them up. Because then they've been panicking ever since. You know, they've been screwing up left and right ever since.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, give me a certain amount of the population saline shots. That was done on purpose. You know, it's all part of the plan.
Yes.
So they would have some people out there that would be voluntarily saying, hey, I got shot, I'm not sick, you know? It's clever.
Right.
And
it never should
have happened. And Trump was president at the time. He obviously knows nothing about health care. Because, if I was there, I would have stopped that immediately. I would have said, like, you know, this doesn't make any sense. It's just illogical. And, you know, we had to backtrack and prove everything wrong after the fact, but he wasn't smart enough to know.
Okay, but look what, wait a minute,
make
look
a decision
what happened when he...
in the matter. And in fact, I remember he was bragging, all you Trump lovers,
yeah,
let me just point out your hero here. He was bragging in the beginning,
okay.
I'm going to hire the best advisors. Well, that's it. You see, that's why Trump isn't even in my league. You know, if you're a real leader, I don't have to hire the best advisors. I inherently know what to do. That's a real leader.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to hire advisors. And
yeah.
We find out all the people he picked backstabbed him, basically. So how smart was he? Not that smart.
Well,
I
want to know something. Don't you know who, did you know most of these people? Did you know who Fauci was before all this? Did
no.
you know about Wuhan, China before all this? Yeah, we learned a lot. That's for sure.
Now that we had to backtrack and uncover who these people really were, yeah, we learned that
well,
a lot.
He put them out. He put them front and center. He put them front. Remember, he put them front and center. Yeah, and that's a good thing. I don't know how dumb he is or how, but I don't even know if that's on purpose. But I'll tell you what, man. It did seem strange that he just kind of stepped aside. I agree, but I can see what needed to be. I can see what you're saying. I can see it, but I think that there's more to this because
he knew. They knew. All about making money.
Okay,
you
but
know?
When,
and these people don't have
something.
Conscience either. You know,
I got
to
ask you.
It's easy to
something.
Make money and kill people without a conscience, and a lot of them don't.
And that's a
and,
fact.
We don't know who's when you talk about the higher up of the world leaders, we don't really even know who's
we
a real human being and who's some rotten alien in a cloned human body. And if they're negative aliens, they don't give a crap about people. That explains why they don't do anything for the common people. Because they want to get rid of us. Because they're not human, you know. They're disguised themselves in cloned human bodies, and cloning's been around for decades. People want to pretend it isn't, but it has.
Even if they are human and they're just doing it because China's paying them big bucks. I mean, whatever way we want to look. Okay.
Well, there
no matter which
Here's
way you look at it.
There too.
No matter how you look at it, they want it gone.
They'll do anything for bribe money. Those people.
Yeah. So here's something. We all know that they've been cheating in the elections for decades, right? We've all known. I've heard people talk about it my whole life. Haven't you?
Sure. And with the electronic machines, it's just too easy, you know? And they never change the machines. You know, it's funny that they pointed out the problem with electronic machines when they first come out, but they've never been changed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And they're going to into the next election with the electronic machine still.
Probably.
But
maybe
I guarantee they have
no
safeguards for write-in candidates because they just simply believe it couldn't happen, you know? And I think
let's
I've got a good game plan, but we just got to pass the word around to let everybody know that this is the path to take. I mean, and that way everybody can celebrate. If everybody votes for me, then we all can celebrate. We know that I'm going to win. And for once in the history of America, celebrate.
Okay, that's really cool, and I love that idea, except for one thing. This is not 13 colonies anymore, right? I mean, it's just like serious. How hard is it?
No, but we have a lot of disgruntled people that are fed up with the phony politicians, and there's look at the clowns trying to run for president. They're all clowns, all of them, you know?
And you're right.
Democrats
you do know
the biggest clown in them all. They're going to reelect him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, sure. Well, no. They're going to put Michelle.
Yeah. People
Michael,
are that
Big
stupid. Well, I'm a Democrat. I have to vote for. But the clown.
Yeah. Some of them are. You're right.
There's Republicans like that too. Brainwashed that. I got to be loyal to the party. Well, that's why I came up with this new idea. You know. And that way the Democrats and Republicans can shake hands and say, yeah, we're going to vote for this write-in candidate because he's not as stupid as the rest of it.
I think what's going to happen, this is my guess, I think that the elections, that they are going to try to set up the pandemic and all that bull crap, and they're going to try to steal it, but the elections aren't going to happen, not the way they want them. Because I think that the military, because we got the new Space Force, remember, Space Force has taken over all of our technical part of everything. They have control of all that. And I'm thinking that they know that the election was taken in 2020. And that we're all, not only us are watching all the crimes being committed, but they are getting the crime, but they are getting the military intelligence is giving the crimes documented right as we speak, and they're going to do the elections themselves. They are going to facilitate the election. Otherwise, I don't think that we're going to have one. Because they're not going to accept anything.
There could be a military coup before the election actually happens.
Somebody
was saying, they're going to arrest 500,000 people. Again, as if I haven't heard that story many times before,
Those sealed indictments, most of those sealed indictments have already been opened and those people have been taken away. But there's still more. I'm sure of it. I don't have any access to where I have a pacer. Anyway, I don't have any access to that, but I've been looking for them for the sealed indictments. But I have seen them in the past. But that was years ago. That was like 4 or 5 years ago. And most of those have been gone through the courts and, you know, taken to jail and all that. That's just different people. A lot of
the child traffickers. Still just
well, I don't know if it was big names.
In front of us to try to make us.
I saw them.
I don't think they've done the
whole deal yet. Yeah, they probably, no, they have not
sure,
done the
sure
deal. They got the child
traffickers. But I don't think they've done the
they
whole,
the big
the whole bit. And it's probably more than 500,000.
Yeah, there's going to be, it's the arrest wars. Yeah, they call it the arrest wars. But it's not a coup when somebody has committed treason. You know, the guy that's called the resident or president or whatever, he's the resident. Yeah, that's treason to overthrow the United States government. The military had to come in.
Biden is engaging in treason right now. I don't understand why he
hasn't been
removed from office. You know,
he's misusing his authority.
He's lying, outright lying on the TV. And the fact that this is allowed to go on is insanity. You know.
I think you're right.
Why aren't the members of Congress demanding that he resign? He's incompetent. You know, he's
because they're part of it.
There's no reason for him to continue as president. None whatsoever.
Right.
You know, but nobody's doing anything. The Congress has the authority to do that, and the military must have some authority, too. But the problem with the military, it's split. Some of the military are the good guys, and some of the military are the bad guys. So there's
a
problem there.
Yes.
And if the hiring of military is chain of command, if the ones at the highest level, if they're all in with the dark side and the globalists, they can stifle anything. So
have you ever heard a Marine sing? Have you ever heard the Marines sing?
A what?
The Marines, our United States Marines. Have you ever heard them sing?
Yeah.
Okay, you've heard them sing, right? They're not corrupted. They are. I am fully in my heart believe they are. Our Marines are not corrupted. They're one of the. They are the. They are uncorruptible. I mean, they have the spirit of the living God within them.
The guy. Top commander, if he's corrupted, he can stifle anything. That's the problem with chain of command systems, you know?
Yeah,
they can if they know how to use their power, if they're at the top, they can say, no, We're not going to do that now. And
they can get
there's the problem, you know, there's part of the problem. And the globalists have gotten control of just about all the key players on the board, you know. And there's always ways to get them, you know, because, you know, if they don't go for the bribe money, you can threaten to kill their family members. And you can blackmail them, send in the high-drippers or whatever.
That's what it would
be. And there's no surprise that all the key players have been compromised at this point in time.
Yeah. So
anyhow,
far, it looks like it.
We're getting close to the end of the show.
Yes,
you know what I was going to say? Since you said that, what's a good time on a Saturday afternoon? Is your phone available?
Oh my gosh! You give me the first time. I'll be there. I'll be on my phone.
I mean, like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yes, how about if I do that? We'll make it a date.
Yeah. All right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I would like that. Sorry about
all right.
that. I know.
I'm 3 o'clock. Saturday.
3 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah.
New York time, right? And that's two hours different?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so I'll be answering
like
my phone at 1.
Time.
Okay, that's perfect. I'll be there. I'm there.
Okay.
Thank you, because we do need to talk.
Yeah, so,
we do. Thank you.
I got
a proposition.
We'll continue that I got to get back to doing the end of the show.
Have a blessed day. Yeah,
all right,
bye-bye.
So thanks for calling in. Bye.
Thanks for the time. Bye.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's Connect the Dots. And we'll come to the end of the show, and you get to hear one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos of all time. And the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am. And followed by my anthem, I Got to Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Visit those tunes at CD Baby. CD Baby has all my songs on YouTube. Oh, okay, Mr. Manchin here. Hey, listen, tell your friends to tune in next week. Tell them about the guy where the radio show is running for president as a write-in candidate who's asking all Democrats and Republicans to vote for him in 2024. And that's the way we'll be tomorrow and take control of the government. Hey, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.